Hi and welcome to Matrix Moments. This is Saloni and on today's episode we have Siddharth Vij and Chaitanya Rathi, the co-founders of Business, a B2B platform focused on digitizing factories and manufacturing in India. They're in conversation with Vikram Vaidyanathan, Managing Director at Matrix Partners India, as well as Sudipto Sanigrahi, Vice President at Matrix India. They dive deep into business's journey so far and their vision of making factories globally accessible and empowering the manufacturer community. Tune in to find out more.
Welcome, Sid and Chaitanya, to Matrix Moments. Really a pleasure and privilege to have you guys today. For our viewers, Sid and Chaitanya are the founders of Business. Business is a B2B marketplace in fashion, footwear, and now I guess in all lifestyle categories, as well as is on the mission to take Indian factories and Indian manufacturers to the world. And you know that we are big believers on both the two things, right? A, building B2B vertical marketplaces that solve for quality, trust, discovery, and variety for retailers, as well as the entire Factory 2.0 that you are championing and pioneering and taking our factories to the world. And we'll spend a lot of time on both, but before that, it would be great for our viewers to actually get to know both of you. I remember meeting you 18 months back, and I was amazed by your background story. Ki bachpan mein factories mein bade hue, and you have seen this journey so closely over the last 20 odd years, right? So maybe you would love to start with your background, your journey, and what made you start Business, and we can take it from there.
Before we throw it to these guys, firstly, this is Sudipto. I'm Vikram. Sudipto leads everything that we do in the B2B commerce space and has led all our investments there. Sid, Chaitanya, welcome and congratulations on the new round. By the time this podcast goes live, that will be public news. Congratulations. It's been a privilege to be on this journey and looking forward to the rest of it.
Thank you.
First of all, thank you for having us here.
Exactly.
I think it's been a privilege to be with Matrix. I think it's been a year, and it has been a good journey so far. So thank you for
the
having us
time
here.
We are meeting together.
Yeah, exactly. But it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Actually, just for the viewers, listeners, we were just discussing that at least I haven't met these guys. This is the second time that I've met. That we are physically meeting.
Yep.
But
yeah.
Because we've been speaking so often,
it didn't
feel
like
that,
at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But I met before our investment and then COVID happened.
Then
it's now.
It's now.
I think it's been a year. So we haven't, we just met when we were discussing the investment purpose and then actually the COVID happened.
18 months ago, we have all lost sense of time, but that I think was Jan, Feb when we had first met.
Yeah.
But yes, like great 18 months.
Yeah, got it. But just to introduce myself, so my name is Siddharth Vij. I'm one of the co-founders at Business. And
I'm Chaitanya, one of the co-founders at Business.
So just to since you just mentioned that how actually we started and what was the intriguing thought behind this. So first of all, I mean, we were, Chaitanya and I, we were studying together in economics honors Delhi University. So I, Chaitanya, and Siddharth, so there is a third co-founder as well, Siddharth.
Yeah.
He actually is not there right now, but we three were studying together in Delhi University. And in our college times, we were of course one of those grads, those people who were of course thinking about jobs after college, kya job karna hai, or maybe, you know, after we were doing economics honors, so we could get kya kuch to placement ho hi jayega, so we'll do job. But I think in my second year, at least I personally was very much inclined ki अब जॉब तो नहीं करना है सो जॉब नहीं करना है एंड बिकॉज आई स्टार्टेड वन वेंचर एंड चेतन वाज आल्सो इनटू सम एंटरप्रेन्योरल एक्टिविटीज इन दोस टाइम्स एंड एट दैट पॉइंट आई थिंक इंडियन इकोसिस्टम वाज जस्ट एट द स्टार्ट इट वाज काइंड ऑफ बूमिंग सम आइडियाज वर कमिंग इन एंड यू नो एंड गिवन दैट वी वर आल्सो कमिंग फ्रॉम फैमिली बिजनेसेस आई मीन आवर फैमिली बैकग्राउंड वाज लाइक बिजनेसेस ऑल अबाउट दैट सो आई थिंक इन दैट सेकंड ईयर वी वर फॉर्म दैट की एटलीस्ट आई वाज फॉर्म दैट ओके बॉस now I don't want to join my family business. I'm very clear with that, and I don't have to do a job.
But what's your family business or family business kyun nahi karna tha?
So family business is into manufacturing, right? Family business was into manufacturing, and at that point of time, it was something which I started on venture in I was a part of a internet magazine kind of a venture, and it intrigued in a stuff that ki because. As a student of this business, you know, I've always seen my father doing a manufacturing kind of stuff, right? So I wanted to do something which could like technology was at that point of time coming up. We wanted to use that to make sure that something good can happen right around it. So we didn't know that we will be doing the same business. But after a certain point of time, I thought that I don't want to go into and do the same stuff. I want to start something new and I want to do something with technology.
No, realizing that we were second and third generation businessmen, from the family perspective, so ye thought tha ki agar wapas jayenge wohi same cheez 20 chal chal 40 saal se chali aa rahi hai wohi wapas repeat kar rahe hain, so I think that was not giving us the kick. And despite living in Delhi and obviously doing our own ventures, experimenting a lot of things, knowing about technology.
In fact, when we started thinking about this, B2B at that point of time was not much prominent. I mean, I think there's so many companies around consumer which were coming around, consumer internet, but B2B something like, ye B2B kyun kar rahe ho? Matlab ya B2B kyun soch rahe ho? Aisa log us samay bolte the 2014-15 mein, when we actually thought of. But why we got stuck on it is just one single thing, that when we stuck on our idea, the single thought which influenced us to do this is because we have seen the pains of a manufacturer while growing up.
So talk a little bit about that, and also why footwear first?
So first question, talking about the pains of the manufacturer, as I said that I've seen, so my father has been a proper manufacturer. He's running a factory since so many years. I always thought that they have lack of alternatives. Initially, it was clear that they have lack of alternatives. And also there was one thought, which if I go in hindsight and think about it, when a lot of technology innovation or experimentation was happening on the consumer side, the thought was it can happen on the business side as well. And these manufacturers and factories, and it's not that, I didn't focus on retailer or I had a thought about retailers or wholesalers or SME largely. Why it was manufacturer? Because I've seen my father doing manufacturing. It was like, it was not a rocket science, logically I came on to a point that we have to talk about manufacturing. It was not logical. It was just a subconscious thought. And because at that point of time, Chetanya and me were friends. We were very good friends. But I was not sure that should I discuss this idea with Chetanya at that point of time or not. But I discussed this with Chetanya only, and we were not that good friends in college. I mean, we were good, but I mean, it was not something that we could hang along daily. In the last semester, I shared this with Chetanya, and Chetanya was coming from a manufacturing background as well.
Exactly.
So, and it's like, okay, ye banda hai jo thoda sa, and he was also similar kind of a risk taker, ki nahi mujhe 2 saal job nahi karni, main kuch aur karunga. But I think that thought of working with that manufacturer and working for that manufacturer aligned immediately. So we mingled on.
In fact, one of the things I remember was ki I was coming from an hosiery manufacturing background and apparel manufacturing background. So he talked about, let's see what we can do in the B2B space, and then why don't you visit Agra, it's one of the biggest footwear manufacturing hub. And I know I randomly, during the time of Christmas, I randomly went there, and I was not even imagining ki footwear banda kaise and how huge the space is.
I discussed this idea with Chetanya in a train.
Yeah.
And while I was going back to my hometown, he was going back to his hometown.
That was semester's holiday.
Last semester holiday. And he was so intrigued.
Yeah.
That the passion to start something was so much that when he went to his hometown, he didn't even stay there. The next day he was there in Agra. To actually see ki bata kya keh raha tha. Let's start it. So I think that was something which intrigued us, and of course then time passes by. To the question that you asked, that
Sid, I'm just gonna interrupt, and for me it's also instructive to listeners on founder stories, right? And what is common to a lot of great founders is a couple of things. One, you found your co-founder in the shared history that you had, right? And there's some shared experience that you had, both coming from manufacturer families, but also shared experiences of college, which led to that initial trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second, what you said about Chetanya, which is the, once there is that deep pain point that strikes you, it almost becomes an obsession.
Yeah, 100%.
That this is just on your mind all the time. And, whenever people ask me, should I start a business? I always say, if you're deeply obsessed with a pain point and an idea, then you're there. You should just start.
Actually, it was like, I also speak to some early entrepreneurs, and I said, like, how did you come up with this idea? We really didn't come up with this idea because he really wanted to start something.
Yep.
It was just a click of the post, okay, something can happen here. And then it was like, he was going for a job. He was like, he had a placement. And then I had to convince him, boss, you need to just leave it. Exactly, that was the real case, you can see that. I opted out and I said, pata nahi mera hoga ki nahi hoga, so I should opt out. And he went in. So I think that was the time then I actually posed him, like, you just do 2 months and then come back.
And just for our viewers, right, they're so ingrained into this. If you remember, Chaitanya 2 minutes pehle bola ki wo business kya karte, businessman kya karte, iska Twitter handle bhi businessman hai. Just to give you the little bit of context on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that point of time, when we discussed it, like for the first, it was last semester and we were going, the only gap that we both had was we know that we wanted to do something from the technology perspective.
Yes.
We had an insight. We had a knowledge about the customer, like knowledge about the user, if I could say, right? At the same time, ki yaar kya kar sakte hain, kya nahi kar sakte hain, kya platform ban sakta hai. But we didn't have any experience ki yaar kaun banayega ye, like who will be that technology? Because I mean, we were not coming from engineering big colleges.
Neither
where
no,
we
no
will have a
co-founder,
jahan par wo IT ka banda hoga, wo jo co-found kar lega, wo jo engineering, you know, he will have that capability and he will build product. We didn't have that. I tried, but we didn't. So in our college itself, we had a guy in a same batch. ऐसा होता है ना कि एक बैच में एक बंदा होता है who
kind of hacky mindset,
who is very interested in softwares, computers, like no matter he was not from the softwares background, computers background, but he was very very, and that was my like he was, and he was like, I'm going for an MBA. Like no, you're not going for an MBA, you're coming here because we want someone who can build product and technology for us. And why the idea struck with him as well? Because coincidentally, he also came from manufacturing backgrounds. His father, like Siddharth's father, is an apparel manufacturer from Lucknow. And then the three of us, and that story started. So yep. This was the early start of the idea.
Sorry, I interrupted you when you were just going to tell us about footwear.
Yeah, so I was telling you, you asked why footwear. And as I said, if there is no logic behind
no
why
science.
We selected this, there was no logic behind why we selected footwear. The only reason we selected footwear was that my father is a footwear manufacturer. So we discussed ki yaar, they both have experience in apparel manufacturing. We thought that footwear is a smaller category as compared to apparel and it is more concentrated. And also ki Delhi mein kaam nahi kar sakte kyunki itna paisa nahi ki Delhi mein sustain kar payenge. So let's go to our hometowns for 6 months or 1 year. Let's see that if we can get this idea. And we didn't know about that venture funding at that point of time. We didn't know much about those investments. We have seen our other businesses going, like building a profitable business, coming out of that. So we wanted to build a decent sized business wherein we could do something with technology and improve the life of the manufacturer. And why we started footwear, because we thought that we had a leverage of our family networks and the market research will be quite easier because we had some strength and backbone, because I was living in Agra and Agra is a hub of manufacturing of footwear. So that was the only reason that we started with footwear. So there was no a scientific logic behind why we banked upon this product. So that's the simple
In
reason.
Fact, I remember one of the stories of Siddharth was ki his dad offered him 2 things. Ki either you do an MBA with this amount of money or you bootstrap your startup, choose wisely. And he was like given an option, even if you are choosing the first thing, you are doing something wrong. So, but he was smart enough to choose ki nahi yaar, I would like to probably build. That's what the thing.
Yeah. So I think that's the point.
So from there, fast forward to today, right? Today you're influencing the life of more than 10,000 manufacturers who are on your platform, right? So tell us a little bit about what has changed, how you changed the life of manufacturers, and why do manufacturers use the first business so much?
I think it's because we have focused on one guy. I mean, as simple as that. Because whenever, I mean, of course, our thought clarity has evolved a lot. I won't say that the thought clarity was same. It has evolved a lot. But one thing, coincidentally or planned, we were clear about ki we want to change this life's guy. Because we were always focused upon this
guy. And he said, this guy, it's a manufacturer.
It's a manufacturer.
Yeah, manufacturer.
So we wanted to focus on that manufacturer. And
so talk a little bit about that choice, because it's a big choice. I know we've debated it a lot.
Yeah.
Which is manufacturer first versus retailer first.
Yeah.
How did you zero in on manufacturer first?
So when we started our research, like the company was called Shoe Connect back then.
Yeah.
It was business as just 2-3 years back. Back then it was called Shoe Connect. When we started research about that platform, it was like, we will build a platform where a manufacturer will come in and put his factory on the platform, right? And it will be a factory or manufacturer network, what we can say. And they will invite retailers, wholesalers, and all those so that they can get demand. When we were researching about those manufacturers, initially we were very intrigued with this particular fact that there is a lot to do for these factories. Because from managing the factory, from managing raw materials, from managing every odd thing, they were not using internet. Why they were not using internet? There might be many reasons for that. Maybe they're not solution available, or it was ahead of time, or whatever it is. But at that point of time, the what I should say is that we were not comparing things. We were not in a position to. We didn't have that enlightenment. We were not at a problem of choice. Retailer first banana ki manufacturer first banana. That came later on. Early on, coincidentally, we banged upon the manufacturer. It was so intriguing to work with him day in and day out because we were in their factories. Jab humne pehla platform banaya, pehli website banayi unke liye aur unko sign up karaya uspe. So hum jaate the din mein 10 factory pe ja rahe hain, choti factory pe ja rahe hain, badi factories pe ja rahe hain, exporters pe ja rahe hain ki aao hamare platform pe sign up karo.
So today, how has that become clear today that manufacturer is the core stakeholder that you want to solve for?
I think within next 1.5 years,
yep.
one year, we were very clear that okay, this is the guy. And why we talked about that? Because it was very hard. In fact, for the first 2 years, we were clear that we will not be able to do it because manufacturer is very hard to get digitized. Because his priority to get digitized is not there. Sometimes things are ahead of time. Right? It was like that it would be very, very hard and manufacturers are not going to use it. But at some point of time, they will.
But there's a positive side to the whole story also at the same time. We were going out to manufacturers, we also realized that nobody was coming to them.
Yeah.
So they were also very inclined ki, are aap humare liye koi to bana raha hai, ab koi to soch raha hai finally. To chalo sir. And that's where we become great friends with manufacturers and understanding their businesses full in, inside out.
So I think when we worked with those manufacturers over the last, in the first 2.3 years, we worked with them, we manually sold their goods, worked like a wholesaler or agent.
Yep.
Because we understood that, okay, what manufacturer faces from their shoes itself. I think in those 2-3 years, that clarity evolved. Ki, boss, it's not a small opportunity. It's a big opportunity. And this backward integration means building more stuff for that factory when you go inside that factory. It's a larger game. And we should spend our life building it.
I'll tell you when you got me over the line, because initially we used to have this debate and I used to keep saying retailer, because as a VC, you look at the numbers, there are more retailers, so it seems like you should go after retailers. And I remember you politely kept saying no. And then I asked you why. And where you got me was, you said retailer will switch to the next person who gives me a little bit of discount, something easy.
Yeah.
Whereas the factory will not. And that stuck with me.
Yeah.
That the factory is not going to switch. And second, that it's really hard. And I remember our team actually spending 10 days with factories trying to figure out, is this really hard? And then we realized it's really hard and your insight is actually quite unique. And then the last, I went back to the numbers and it turns out there are a lot of factories. So that got me finally over the line. But what differentiates both of you guys is the courage of conviction. Once you've settled on this is what we want to do, you stick to it in a very polite, firm manner.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the Shoe Connect days. Because you got venture funding quite late.
Yeah.
Yep.
How did you, keep that courage of conviction through some of the hard times? Talk a little bit about that and I'll come back to Sudipto's flow, which I keep interrupting.
So, we built a very raw team initially. I mean, early on, we were not coming from that ecosystem. Like, some entrepreneurs come from that startup ecosystem, right? We were not from that ecosystem, to be very, very frank. We know how to do business. We know because we have seen maybe runs in the blood. But early on, it was very clear that venture funding, we don't know what is it, right? We know how to build it and we know how to make it big. I mean, we will make it big. That's the two idea. So when we started building teams, people said that will need money. They will, and we just focus on gear. Why teams getting, my father used to say, you just taking 30,000 from me, 35,000, 40,000 from me. Or maybe, because I spoke to Chaitanya's father, Siddharth's father, and we pulled in 1 lakh rupees, almost 80,000, 1 lakh rupees. इससे क्या करोगे तुम लोग? ये हमको इससे ऊपर की जरूरत नहीं है. हमको सिर्फ कुछ प्लेटफॉर्म के लिए खर्चा करना है. टीम के लिए वी विल बिल्ड अ वेरी raw team, and we initially we got people from Agra itself, jinka kuch connect tha manufacturing se, and those people were not very significantly qualified or maybe MBA. No, I think they were college dropouts, in fact school dropouts.
Exactly.
One or two people. We made them learn things earlier. I think that 7 to 8 people early team that we built has really helped us navigate the situation without throwing money on the problem and just throwing mind on the problem.
Exactly.
So, and in net, agar first 2 years, aap mere se puchoge that without maybe thinking about venture funding, how did you navigate tough times? I think we were just throwing our minds on the problem.
And
we were not throwing money.
The focus was not to build the product, but the solution first.
Yeah.
So product is more of a medium just to the solution. The focus was ki solution kya banana hai. So we did WhatsApp trading. We did a lot of things in that story. Ki matlab jaake jo bhi hack karna hai karna hai, lekin wo value creation hona chahiye. Because we were belonging from business families and we have seen businesses being built over money and value. Value means somebody is ready to give you paisa. So we were given a very clear line, and obviously the best part were our, like, Siddharth's father was critically a member of the person who we used to go out barber to a rescue ki, okay, what is happening? Like, business is something fundamentally when anybody is ready to pay it. Check where you are able to create that value or not. And I think that was, so we were never focused ki main pehle hi tech banana hai day one pe sari cheeze karne, day one pe amazing team chahiye. We were like, let's find out a value creation which we are able to do.
I think one thought which has remained with me over the last 4-5 years, and what it has helped us a lot, I had the customer in my home. Every time I used to go night at home, that particular customer, my father, he used to give me feedback.
And raw, matlab a genuine feedback.
कि ये कोई नहीं use करेगा भाई.
हाँ.
इसलिए नहीं use करेगा.
तुम्हारा ये ख़राब है.
तो इसको 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 सही करो.
So taking from there,
sorry,
right?
Sorry. Yeah. I have found the tagline for the podcast too, which is throw mind at the problem, not money at the problem. And that I think line is going to stick with us.
True. And I wanted to go a little deeper there, right? So, aaj there are 10,000 manufacturers using, I think there are 30-40,000 plus retailers have used your product, right? Unko kya value mil raha hai, jiski wajah se wo aapko pay bhi kar rahe hai, aapka take rate achha hai, contribution margin positive ho, working capital nahi hai, cash mein dhanda nahi kar, credit mein dhanda nahi karte, cash mein dhanda kar rahe ho, log tab bhi dhanda kar rahe hai aapke saath. To aaj value kya dikh raha hai, what is the value that you're bringing on the table for the manufacturer and the retailer?
Talking about the second part, credit was never the problem in B2B. Credit,
but that's not. Tell us a little bit more. But ये खत्म करके credit की बात करते हैं. बहुत obvious है. सबको लगता है B2B बिना credit के बनी नहीं
सकता.
वो आएंगे, but पहले value cover करते हैं, फिर credit करें.
I think value में हमें सबसे पहले एक चीज समझ में आ गई थी कि manufacturers से India का SME वाला software तो नहीं खरीदता. तो वो भूल जाओ. ठीक है, that was out of the table. मतलब that is a very good story कि my father bought an accounting software. Never bought even accounting software. He was gifted one by a CA. ठीक है, and he's saying मैं 10-20 साल से वो चला रहा हूँ and it's running good, why would I even pay for it? So, and in fact, while going to manufacturers, we also understand that the real value creation for them right now at the pain point is revenue. कि मेरे को revenue लाके दो, फिर से सारी बातें सुनूंगा मैं आपकी. And that's where I think our take of observation started कि let's build a solution on the revenue side. Once you're able to build it, then बाकी सारी story बाद में देखेंगे.
So, as you said that, well, while we were working with that factory in those 2 years, we understood one thing that बनाने के लिए बहुत कुछ है. वी कैन बिल्ड अ सॉफ्टवेयर आल्सो, वी कैन बिल्ड रॉ मटेरियल कैपेबिलिटीज आल्सो, वी कैन बिल्ड लॉट ऑफ स्टफ बिकॉज ही इज फेसिंग लॉट ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स जेन्युइनली. बट आल्सो वन थिंग इज वेरी क्लियर, इंडियन बिजनेसेस डिमांड इज द बिगेस्ट मोट. एंड व्हेन यू आर ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस अ बिजनेस, व्हेन यू आर ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस अ बिजनेस टू बी योर कस्टमर, इट्स अ B2B कंपनी, वी आर ट्राइंग टू मेक अ बिजनेस विद अ कस्टमर. आई हैव टू शो, आई मीन आई थिंक वी वर मोस्ट कंफर्टेबल टू शो टॉप लाइन एज अ वैल्यू क्रिएशन and improving top lines and improving bottom line as a value creation rather than going haywire and maybe ye bhi banate hain. So those to ask a question when it comes to value creation and why those manufacturers are paying us to use the service is because retailers are coming in because factories are there, they're getting products. I mean, they are using an app. It's like retailer, it's a convenience plus discovery.
Yep.
As a value proposition, because for a retailer he has options to purchase from a local trader, he has options to purchase from a maybe different other platforms, and maybe business. Now the only reason he will come on business is because he might be getting better discovery and he might be getting better products at which he's not getting in his local geographies at a better price.
At the same time, if you understand agar hamari industries understand karoge to they are highly unorganized, and unorganized has one characteristics which is its discovery led.
Yeah,
it's not search led where you exactly know what you want to buy. Aaj main aapko puchunga aapko bed sheet kaun se kharidni hai, to you cannot tell ki mereko kya bed sheet kharidni hai. You like dikhao to. Yeah. And that is the same behavior which a retailer follows to anybody in the whole supply chain follows.
Yeah.
In fact,
and if I understand correctly, you are saying that retailer will use multiple people. Jo zyada dikhayega, saste mein dikhayega, acha quality dega, usse retailer
uske aa jayega.
The key again goes back to manufacturer, right? And giving value. But wo koi bhi kar sakta hai. Aap kya unique kar rahe ho jo manufacturer aapke sath stick kar rahe? Because I've heard that other people trying to take your manufacturers and they are not able to do it, right? So what are you doing for them?
I'll tell you. It's not straightforward to work with a factory.
Yeah.
Today, there are a lot of sellers in the profile is different. Wholesaler is a different profile. He can also be a seller. Agent is also a profile. He also can be a seller. A manufacturer is a profile. Now, when he sells or when you are trying to build his demand, by nature, he's not the seller. As a company, we identified that.
Yep. His first principle is to build, not to sell.
His first manufacturer's first principle is to create. It's not to sell. Like, that's the reason he's dependent upon agents and wholesalers and middlemen, right? He has no alternatives. What we picked up for the manufacturer and why we became value creative for him and the proposition becomes interesting for him is that first he was getting an alternative, which he never had in his life. And that alternative was better in terms of top line, incremental top line, incremental bottom line, and most important, cash flows. We improved cash flows by more than 100%, the time duration of cash flows. So that manufacturer.
Tell me a little bit about this VOC SAKR. How did that change?
We observed some insights in that value chain, that how wholesaler is working, because we behaved like a wholesaler for the first year. So we understood what is the wholesaler's game. I mean, many of us wholesalers, if they listen, they will beat me for sure. But what I'm trying to say is that the insight was that manufacturer's payment is coming in 3 months, right? But that payment is not necessarily going to retailers at the first go, right? That money is being used in the mid. Now, that means that if there is a platform, if there is someone comes who is not using that money in the mid, the money can go back to the manufacturer in the right time. I think that we picked up. When we picked up that, we got the way to enter that factory. Kehte na license mil gaya factory mein enter karne ka. Because wo uske liye blood tha. It was drug. And we realized this in the first 3 years. Ki boss, ye aise banega. And that's the only reason. I mean, you know, I think I will relate this thread to the credit question that you asked later on.
Yeah.
But this was the biggest insight that we had, that boss, ek alternative demand generation partner for the manufacturer will be the best game to get these factories on the platform. I think this is the better way.
So picking up from there, right? So let's go to the credit part, right? You said ki credit itna obvious nahi hai, but like if you look at most B2B marketplaces, they are running on credit today. And actually, when we spoke with you, I ended up calling 150 retailers and asking, "A pakka credit nahi leta na business se, to dhanda kyu karta hai, right?" So tell us a little bit more. Like if everyone out in the market is giving them 7 days, 21 days, 45 days credit, why do they do business on cash with you?
That comes down to the point I said, throwing brain at a problem, not money at a problem. To enter the market and to get the retailers, any B2B company at that point of time, I mean, I think in 2016-17, B2B also started picking up. I think by then it was 2017. And B2B started picking up, there were good funded companies came in, and at that point of time, you also got to know about that investment bhi aise hota hai, right? So, us time pe, we didn't have money to pay credit, right? We didn't have money to do credit. But we realized ki why it is required. Why a platform and why a retailer will not pay cash? Because we relied on one insight. Again, every insight comes from our offline working behavior. That offline mein toh retailer will never get credit on the first day. He will never. Why these platforms and why there is a need of the credit on day one? There is not. Because offline mein woh nahi hota. Why do we need to change that behavior? And there is no need to change that behavior. At the end of the day, we wanted to make sure that the manufacturer's money, because my customer was the manufacturer, he is paying me. I wanted that his money to be with him in the right amount of time. He's getting better profits. He's getting better top line. He'll be serious. Retailer will come automatically. That was the clear one-liner view that we had, and within those first 2-3 years of research. Credit, we knew it was important. Every intrinsic business has a nature of having some working capital. So credit is important, no doubt. But is credit a game entry situation for me? Like, not is credit a acquisition strategy for me? Absolutely no. Is credit a dependability strategy for me? Yes. But after a certain point of time, that too. I knew that retailers were just trying us at that point of time.
Yes.
To try, if I give them credit, I think when we were having a pitch, you guys also asked us. So I clearly said, and I think that credit is a false way of proving a PMF in the B2B market. I'm not talking about the lending businesses, I'm talking about the business of creating volumes or creating demand. Credit is not the right method to enter the market. Why? Because, I mean, the businesses by nature in offline are not dependable on credit on the first days.
At the same time, because we were into a discovery-led category, so I personally went down to some retailers to understand the credit mechanism. So they were very clear, sir, pehle achha maal pahuncha do, quality maal pahuncha do. Credit is a reliability factor, ki once I have reliability, and at the same time, credit is a product of boost. Ki jab market mein bahut zyada demand hai and I have lesser cash, and then I come to you, sir, 20,000 ki jagah 50,000 ka maal de do, 30,000 mujhe credit de do. Like, sir, wo toh baat ki situation hai. First, the primary is dependability on the and the discovery-led things. Dependability comes from the quality of the product he's receiving, the price, margins he's going to earn on those things. Is he even going to receive the products or not? And all those fundamentals. So, wo clear ho gaya tha ki credit first principle toh hai nahi. Bilkul bhi. First 5-6 principle mein nahi aata.
And I guess the learning for listeners is, see, for B2B marketplaces, there are some credit-led B2B marketplaces. And then there are some credit-enabled B2B marketplaces. In your case, it's credit-enabled potentially, but you said you made a choice that we will not do something, which is that we will not do credit, and therefore it will be credit-enabled sometime down the road. And that, I think, is a very important choice, because for the credit-led B2B marketplace, underwriting becomes the most important thing 100%. That you have to do, right? 100%. Because then that credit-led choice leads to underwriting, leads to collections. Because you didn't do that, you could actually focus on the manufacturer and grow very fast 100%. Around the manufacturer. So it's actually equally important to say we are not going to do something. And you said we will not do credit. And I think it was a big choice that defined you in the early
days. I think that has also helped us find the right problems.
Yep.
I mean, when you opt for a solution which is giving you a certain growth, but you know that is a false way of looking at it. It is required, no doubt. That's the reason it is accepted in the market. But the point of view is we thought that if I go in the hindsight, had we used credit, today also we don't use credit, by the way, right? We know that it will be important for us in future, but right time has to come for that, right? Today we have to create value organically. And I think in the strive to create value organically, we found a lot of problems which we couldn't have found if we actually used credit, because you might have delivered growth based on credit. I think those just helps you drive more insights. Kehte na, early days mein customer insights makes the best shot.
Prioritization of problems are very
I think
important.
That's what, and I think that has been with us.
No, fair, and I agree, and adding to Vikram's point, right? It's also the category that you're operating in. You're operating in a category where, as you mentioned, right? Kisi ko bhi nahi pata usko chahiye kya, to usko aur dikhao.
Yes.
And ek baar dekh liya to usko pata nahi ki yaar quality kya hai, so build the trust.
Yeah.
Then you essentially have to deliver that promise on the right time, because fashion and footwear manufacturing does not happen on time. So there are a lot of problems to be solved, especially in a sort of unbranded category like fashion, right? And given credit, dete to log aise credit ki waise khareed lete, and you could have never been able to solve all of these small things that you solve.
Of course, actually what I'm trying to say is, of course, in the domain that we are trying to operate in, right? I'm not specifically talking about other domains in that sense. But I think the decision that we make early on, that we have to work for manufacturer, itself verticalized us in a position that we might not have to do FMCG or pharma or those kind of categories, because those are manufacturing led also, but a different kind of manufacturing, right? Very organized, very not very fragmented.
Plus branded, and they're not discovery led categories. ITC ka aata chahiye, to ITC ka aata chahiye. Marketplace does not solve anything.
100%.
And the moment your supply side becomes consolidated and branded, you are an e-distributor, you are not a marketplace. The moment it becomes unbranded and fragmented, it is the marketplace that has the value, because you are doing the matching and mapping, you are checking for quality, you are doing discovery and personalization. So all of those things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we narrowed down our decision to build for manufacturers, I think that created a way for us ki which category to be in, which category to not to be in, or which method to choose or which method to not to choose. I think that was the idea.
So let's fast forward 5 years, right? Which all categories do you want to be in? What's your vision for manufacturing and make in India? And how do you see the retailer's life evolving over the next 5 years? 5 saal ka kya picture?
See, we have a broader line statement for that we're taking factories to the world.
Yep.
When we say factories, we want to cover all the factories. All the factories, what I mean is that the factories which are unorganized, which are in the fragmented markets, but in the order of a certain priority. See, I have to enter a battle zone of working with manufacturer. Every manufacturer has a certain problem, big, medium, small. I can solve one thing at a time. but in a better way. So we have prioritized ourselves that, okay, first we are trying to capture the fashion categories, the lifestyle categories. Why? Because the category structure is common and there is a large unorganized fragmented portion of manufacturers lying, small, medium, big, not just output producing factories, but input producing factories as well. So when we focus on that, I think it gives us leeway to enter almost the wallet or maybe the gates of 1.2 to 1.5 lakh odd factories in India when we talk about this sector, right? Because in all, I think fashion, lifestyle, accessories and all these categories, they comprise of almost more than 1.2 lakh manufacturers in India, including input and output factories, small, medium, large. The number
and,
looks...
And that's a $70-80 billion market,
yep.
So it's large.
I mean, again, the number looks... I mean, when I say 1.2 lakh...
It's look very small.
It looks small, but it's a B2B company. I am talking about 1.2 lakh manufacturers where these manufacturers are driving an output of more than 50 billion. And these, at the same time, these similar manufacturers are driving an input or processing an input of more than 30 billion. So that itself becomes a game, right? And if I have a vision to improve the efficiencies of these manufacturing and efficiency of these factories, I think see, everyone knows India, subcontinent Asia, subcontinent region of continent countries and a lot of other countries, they rely on manufacturing as a major supply chain, right? And these countries are supplier to the world. We also have a firm belief, if I talk about that, the developed model of European countries and US maybe, India, you cannot compare apple to apple. I think the developed format India or maybe these countries will be quite different as compared to the developed zones of those countries. So when I say that next 10 years are going to be important for manufacturing, that means that these factories, be it small, medium, large, they need a certain efficiency measure, be it in terms of working for demand, be it in terms of working for supply. And if we are saying taking factories to the world, we are trying to say that we are trying to improve India's capacity.
Yeah.
Capacity utilization or maybe capacity and efficiency to produce that capacity. So we are trying to go behind them.
And I love this line of taking factories to the world. What is that end state business model though on B2B? And we often have this debate on that B2B commerce is a evolving business model.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think is that business model for you, or what are the elements of that business model?
So again, there is a choice that we make here, right? For every company, focus is very important, firm believer of that since day one, and going to be with us in the coming years as well. That profit pools lies, but there are many profit pools and revenue pools inside that factory,
yeah.
Right? We are trying to say one theory of business, building business. That was our customer is the business manufacturer. If we gonna make money for him, we are doing some value creation and we deserve some money out of it there. So for example, whatever I try to do, if I make incremental money or save incremental cost for my customer, I deserve to get money out of it. If not, nothing makes up for it. So as we enter and as you say that what this interprets in the form of business model, these factories, if we are trying to create demand, we know that there is a business model out of it, right? But is that the only way that the business can be built? I think no. Demand and creating demand just gives us the license to enter that factory. And I think solving for other things is value creative for that manufacturer, and it can give us a lot back as well.
So you know, whenever I talk to you guys, it's just so first principles, and it's a wonderfully first principles way of thinking about this, which is, manufacturer, what is the core problem? Demand is the core problem. If I solve that problem, I'll be able to extract value.
Yeah.
Now, and often as VCs, we are trying to fit, you know, force fit business model.
Yeah.
But that first principle thinking, I think, is what makes you unique. And if I interpret it from a VC lens, there are so many ways to extract that monetization, right? Whether it's an ad-led business model, whether it is potentially contract manufacturing, whether it is private label, whether it is credit. There are so many ways
100%.
In which you could extract that value if you are responsible for X% of demand 100%. For each factory.
100%. I think that's the point of view.
Adding to that 5 year old thing, we are very clear one with one thing. We have a factory app in place, which we got as an app because we got to know one thing, that the user we are targeting, because our goal was very clear. For the first, we are one of those companies which took seed to Series A probably 4 years. Very proud of that, because that was our discovery time. There, where we
got to know.
That was growing up days.
Yeah.
Growing up days, and I think that's where the compounding starts. The clarity is bringing the compounding in place. Now, in that journey, we also discovered one thing. We want to build it for every kind of manufacturer, not just 0.1% of the manufacturers in India. And when you go for that, you have to be mobile first. You have to be, we have called Think Factory app, which is the Ketana, which we aim to be a super factory app. 4 years down the line, simple, puchho ke visualization angle pe manufacturer factory app pe pura apna factory chala raha hai. Chahe wo production chala raha ho, demand chala raha ho, supply chala raha ho, raw material chala raha ho, whatever. Operations chala raha ho, in fact. Everything, anything. On that factory app, that's it. A simplified version of where we are able to see. And that's where, and one of the reasons for that is why digitizing as a method. As on date, efficiencies of factory, what we talk about and everything, has not been digital. So they never even are able to relate it to top line and bottom line. Kehte na, India mein problem ye software operation efficiency lata hai. Top line, bottom line, demand lata hai. But there is a correlation between that. The reason big, very huge companies use software. But the small manufacturers are like, what's the benefit of software? No top line, bottom line, no benefit. Now, that's where we think we are going to be a beautiful amalgamation of both. Like operation efficiency with top line and bottom line.
I think in terms of market perception also, there is a myth that, I believe it's to be a myth, that these manufacturers are not able to use technology.
Yes.
They know priority better than us. I mean, he's the same manufacturer who's using YouTube and Facebook. So that means he can use technology. He's not using technology for his factory.
Yep.
That's the point. Now, why he's not using? Is because maybe that is not the right priority problem that he might have right now. Yeah, most killing problem? Instill a software in my factory. No. He might be having right now an urge to find alternative options to create more volume. Standard factory capacity utilization in India is 40-45%. Don't you think that is a very relevant metric to work on? It is. 100% it is. So, that's what I think is driving us for now.
Got it. Switching gears, I know when you started, you got this core team of 9 people, raw, jo aake aapka dhanda banaya. Ab company war ho gaya, vision and mission is clear. We've raised multiple rounds of capital. How do you think about hiring and building the team now?
So, I think people being the most important part of building any company. And we have, when we started this company, Chaitanya had a 2 year experience of working in a company, and I had two month experience of working in a company, and I had maybe no experience. So although that was a negative, but that was also a very fresh perspective, because we didn't know ye jo hiring, team building, what is to building a corporate, aisa hota kya? We didn't know anything. We could bring in everything from the fresh perspective. So team building ke liye, of course, we have used our methods, and we always believed in that ki yaar kuch bhi cheez humko hamari originality se deviate nahi karne chahiye. Jahan par hum apni originality se deviate ho rahe, wahan par I think we are following a trend, and that trend might not work for us. It's a risk.
Yes.
So that might or may, but originality will always be with us. So it doesn't mean that we don't have to evolve. Of course, we have evolved over the period of time, and we are trying to change ourselves as the time grows. But when it comes to building the team, be it back then or be it today, one thing we are very clear that the team and the people should come in for the right reasons. At least people who are key contributors. Because we sometimes believe that, initially we had a vision that her team member should be the owner of the company. Should be that. And I think most of our early folks are still there with us. And those people have like evolved with us, evolved with the company. And those people really think, we have this one pointers from the start, and maybe that is because of that. No one should work for Chaitanya Rathi, Siddharth Vij or Siddharth Rastogi or something like that. No one should work for a co-founder or a promoter or that designation or a so-called designation. Everyone should work for that idea, for that purpose.
So what are the other right reasons? One is, of course, work for that customer and that idea. What else do you look for?
I think
there are many reasons which come out of this, right? Because, I'll be very frank. Today, when I talk to some big industry folks, right, they come and when I have a conversation with them, they and those people are again very good positions in big companies and maybe big startups. If they ask me about my investors first, my venture funding timelines first, I switch the call within 5 minutes. I don't talk. Why? Because I know that it's not. I'm very proud of my investors. The point is not that.
Thankfully.
The point is. But what am I doing?
Exactly.
Who are my customers?
Where am I going?
What is the team? What is the product? Where these questions are? I think these questions are tell you that the person is coming in for the right reasons. And it's very important, I mean, to a certain sense. For me, it's because I'll tell you, it's a goal.
Yeah.
We really want to take this company public. I mean, we are not building for short term. We know that we are committed for next 10, 15 years, that we want to make an institution which outlives us.
Yeah.
For that, agar main aaj wo skills or wo tacticals, isko tactical keh sakte ho aap? But agar wo tactical measures aaj hum nahi le rahe, I don't think that our 10-year version will look like that ever.
And you know, for me, the fact that they're both businessmen but have this wonderful missionary streak is what that combination actually is very, very unique. And you know, Sid is talking about the right reasons.
Hmm.
And he had multiple term sheets, even in the last round and so on. And he chose the investor for the right reasons. And that's why I asked him to double click on those right reasons, because he also wants investors who are coming in with that long-term thinking and long-term journey.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's very important. I think we have had so many conversations in the last 1 year. There are conversations which are heated conversations, like aapka kuch point of view, mera kuch point of view. But I think jab goal ek hota hai, then those conversations are healthy. But agar wo goal nahi hota, then those conversations takes you nowhere. I think that's the point. I mean, we personally don't, as much as this ecosystem celebrates investments a lot, personally, the day the money comes into the account, I mean, we have 2-3 investments, the day money comes into account, I think
it's more
personally me, I'll be very honest, I have a certain pressure in my mind. Pressure, it's not, of course, there is a responsibility towards shareholders as a company, you will always have, which is a good practice. But I think that insecurity of making that, visioning it to be a massively profitable company and not really is today, that remains. And I think that should remain. Because that just tells you that, okay, this is a raw material which has come into account.
I think that's very interesting, that capital is a raw material to build.
This is a raw material. And should be celebrated in a manner. I mean, in our company today, we really tell people, I mean, you know, that sometimes, I mean, I think a lot of, and as I said, I'm very candid in this discussion, because I really understand from this perspective that people should not believe that that investment or funding, and in fact founders also, is a milestone that needs to be celebrated in the form of a monetary hike or maybe any particular event, because it's like finding a good office. It's like, is as good as that. You get partner, that's a very good thing, because you get knowledge sharing as well, but that money is the money that is coming in to build the company. And I think it's very, very important fundamentally to us.
At the fundamental also level also, somebody asked me, how do you feel ki ita fund ho gaya and falan ne ka na. First of all, I think our first principle is revenue is to cost, not funding is to cost. So it does not make a difference how much money we have in the bank. What matters is, if the revenue is growing, I will be super happy. We are 10x of that now. Now that's more of a happy factor for us internally. That's the cultural inside also.
I think, in fact, that's come from our customers. Because our customers are the B2B customers.
हाँ, exactly.
Now they always say कि sir ये भी investment है. जब तक आप profitable नहीं होंगे मैं trust कैसे करूँगा आपको?
Exactly.
Because I mean they are depending on my platform for their business.
Yeah.
They keep us sane.
हाँ, they keep us fundamentally driven.
They keep us, our customers keep us fundamentally driven. So, I don't know if it's a fact for B2C companies as well, but for B2B companies.
No, he took away capital is just a raw material. I took away our money is in good hands.
One last question. So your biggest customer, your dad, how does he feel about everything now? I think he gave you a choice 5 years back, and where you are now today, how does your dad and how do your families feel about all of this?
I think very good. I mean, being that he's the customer, so of course he's very proud of it, right? Because he's in that market, so he understands, he जनरली बी टू बी प्रोडक्ट्स हर कोई रिलेट नहीं कर पाता कि वॉट यू ट्राइंग टू बिल्ड, हाँ ठीक है ये बन रहा है, बिकॉज आई मीन एज अ पर्सन नो वन इज अंडरस्टैंड की मैनुफैक्चरिंग कैसे चलती, बिकॉज ही इज द कस्टमर ऑफकोर्स ही इज अ प्राउड कस्टमर एंड बिकॉज ही इज अ फादर इज वेल so of course that makes him feel proud that we are and I
more
think
proud of what we have evolved into.
I mean I Chaitanya and Siddharth have lived at my place for around a year. Right, so our father used to come at our place and you know he treats all three of us like, you know, because us samay hum jo bhi 4-5 jano ki team thi, I think they were early folks as well, he used to have one weekly session with us. He was, whatever you're doing is not working, kyunki is or is this is working. And today also whenever I do something, and tonight if maybe, you know, I live in Delhi, of course whenever I'm in my family's house, he calls me up and he says that okay, there is a feedback. I think that is most important to me, because as I said, it's an asset for us to have customer around.
Yep.
And that has been our most important enabler as well.
Got it. Fantastic. Thanks guys for taking the time out. It was amazing to hear all the story and the journey that you have gone through. So it was fantastic to have you guys here, and I'm sure this is the first of many Matrix Moments that we do with you.
Sure.
Privilege to have you.
Thank you for the super candid conversation. I sort of almost rediscovered the business again, and my excitement for it is even higher. And I'd forgotten the one-line zingers that both of you are capable of. And I'm hoping the listeners enjoyed as much as I did, which is throwing mind at the problem, not money at the problem. Demand is the biggest moat. You said the early learning is bringing the compounding today. But the one that will stick, and I think for the title of the podcast, is taking factories to the world. So here's to that, and here's to the journey going forward.
Thanks a lot, Vikram. Thanks a lot to Dutto for having us here. I think it was a very insightful conversation for us. It was the first time, candidly.
Exactly.
And but it was very good.
Enjoy
cool.
it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.